Welcome to my Wholeness podcast, where I send you messages that help you create success that aligns with your whole self and authenticity. After a decade of providing leadership programs for major companies and high-achieving entrepreneurs, you may know me for my book, This Is How We Rise, or my conference, She Summit. I have gotten to know thousands of you deeply and the mental and emotional battles behind your titles. That's why I have launched Wholeness Coaching, Retreats, and this podcast to help you do the inner work to align your second half of life with what matters the most. Not only do you deserve to feel more joy, peace, power, passion on a consistent basis, our next generation needs you to model it. Enjoy this message. Welcome back to the Claudia Chan podcast. Today's episode is about the risk of not your actions and the actions you take in life, but the risk of your inactions and the risks you do not take in your life. So we are talking about the risk of your inactions. And this question comes to me a lot because of two reasons. One is I've been an entrepreneur now, actually in my third decade of entrepreneurship. And often I get this question asked me, Claudia, how do you take this risk? How do you deal with the uncertainty? And so it comes up often, and I just came back from a conference in California where it was asked a lot of me. And so I wanted to address, you know, this comfort that I have with taking risk, that I've always had with taking risk in my life. But the second one is also I'm seeing a lot of suffering because I see so many people in my community that suffer because of their desire to control their future and their discomfort with uncertainty. And my inner circle, which is my new network and movement devoted to really creating this community. It's majority women, but we definitely have men in the community as well, who are committing to do this wholeness internal work so that we can all create a future together where the work-life family experience is actually built on the whole self, the whole person success, and not burnout. Okay, we know burnout is a huge conversation out there in the world. And, you know, obviously we can't turn on the news also without sort of hearing the problems of work and the world. And my community, if you know me from She Summit or my book or my leadership programs, high achieving people are generally the audience that have been in my community. And even if you're, you know, a full-time parent, the people in my community are high achieving full-time parents. But otherwise, it's a lot of corporate professionals, a lot of entrepreneurs. But ultimately, the one consistent theme is my inner circle and my larger She Global community at large are high achieving people. And I found a lot of patterns with high achieving professionals and just people, and this feeling of control and this discomfort with uncertainty and the lack of control. So I want to talk about risk for a moment. And really, how do we define taking a risk? Taking a risk is really taking actions that are uncomfortable. So it's taking risks that are uncomfortable and what makes something uncomfortable and what gives something discomfort, right? It's a taking an action that is less conventional and less popular. And what makes actions less conventional and less popular is taking actions that are different. And I've been also just thinking a lot about differences and how recently I did a series too on authenticity and conformity and how it's interesting in this world of 8 billion people that we're all uniquely different. Everything about us, like the wholeness of who we are, is a unique fingerprint. Like as unique as your fingerprint is as unique as you are. And we're meant to live this life and be different and show our differences. And be less conventional, right? According to everybody else. And yet somehow culture has really raised us to really conform to what's popular and what is conventional. And therefore, being different or doing different than everybody else, or having different than everybody else, feels like risk. And what happens is that we are creating then cultures of fear and restraint, whereas, you know, there's so much within all of us that really our society needs to see to shape this broken world that we need to heal and make more beautiful with our differences, right? With our unique stories and what we're here to contribute and give that is within us. So I thought I would share five areas where people might fear action or the action of taking risk, which is, let's start with number one, which is we are afraid to take risk of being seen. So putting ourselves out there, like approaching someone that you see, you know, maybe you're out and about and at a restaurant or a cafe and you see somebody and you want to approach them and talk to them. Or it's, you know, you're at an event or a conference and you really want to go up to a speaker and say hello and introduce yourself, or you really want to reach out to somebody and ask for help for something. But again, if we put ourselves out there, then we're seen and it can be uncomfortable because it can feel a lot safer just to stay reserved and stay in your inner circle and your inner world. But what you're missing out on in those moments, the risk of the inaction there is then the magic and the opportunities and the learnings that you can gain from that connection and from, okay, even if it's 8 out of 10 people don't connect back, but 2 do, then what do you have to gain from those 2 people, right? And I've just found, you know, I'm 48 years old, that at 48, it is people, and my experience is through people and experiencing the world through people and conversation and getting to know other human beings, supporting each other, building community. That's how I feel I experience the richness of this world and of this humanity. So that is, you know, and again, it just takes one mustard seed that can create acorns of forests of trees, right? An acorn, a seed to create forests of trees. And so there's so much opportunity that can come out of putting yourself out there and being seen and taking that risk to connect with somebody. So that is one risk of inaction that I want to plant in you and hopefully encourage you to be more seen and to make that move and to reach out to other people. The second area that we can often fear taking a risk in is career changes and shifts. A huge demographic, again, I'm 48, I've been around for a little while. A lot of the people that have, you know, been through my leadership programs or my She Summit or my How We Rise book programs, you know, are, I would say, probably later millennial, Gen X, like late 30s, 40s, or 50s, and even some 60s, like, you know, I got the gamut in terms of that sort of more midlife demographic. And a lot of folks have been doing, you know, in corporate America for a long time, and they have things that they want to create, or they're looking at their second half of life, or they're looking at, you know, like, not retirement, but a shift where they can have a bit more freedom and they have a lot to give and they want to maybe consult, or they want to, you know, or take some side time to invest in something that's more legacy driven and purpose driven. And they're in that mindset, but they're afraid to take the risk. And so let's see, another common persona is an entrepreneur that might have had a lot of success when they were younger, are now and maybe have not had as much success, and now they're maybe fearful of the next wave of creation and entrepreneurship. Or it's somebody who's been in it for a while trying to get something off the ground, and, you know, even though they've gotten traction, it's still, you know, there's a change or an innovation that they want to make, just a major change in professional life, and it's fearful. Or, you know, they're in that sandwich demographic where they're caregiving for their elderly parents or their younger children and their colleagues and their work environment and their teams, and they're just in that crunch and something's got to give, and they feel like it might be a shift in their career, right? Because you can't really sacrifice your parents or your children. And so these are all other areas: career, professional change. Obviously, of course, then represents change in identity, change in financial security. And so that is another area of fear of risk. And I would say the risk of inaction here, what you're missing out on is, you know, is once you move through that discomfort and you're in on the way to make that change, you're missing out on the joy and the fulfillment of what if it does work out, right? And I'm a firm believer that if you have a vision for something so strong and you have that in your soul and your spirit, it's almost like the universe, God, spirit is just pulling you into that direction. And it's more about, you know, not what if you do it, but what is the cost of you not doing it? What is the cost to your soul? What is the cost to your passion? What is the cost to your purpose? What is the cost to your well-being? What is the cost to the discovery and the possibility that this precious one life we get, especially if you've been in control and have done the traditional secure thing your whole life, that's what you're risking. The next third area that I feel people might fear taking risk is a big move or a change to a different location. There's a lot of individuals over the years. Some of them have been on my stage, and you know, maybe they're in California or they're in New York or they're in these like major cool cities. That in a way, you know, when you're young, you want to just go to the big city, you want to make it, and then, you know, you find it's highly costly. It is just the pace is so quick, or just things have just become unsustainable. And again, where your soul is now, where your life is now, is no longer in alignment with the physical place that you're living, and or not everything is matching up. And maybe there's another place that you've been dreaming or thinking, oh my gosh, how amazing would it be if I got to live here or somewhere else? And I think we don't give ourselves permission sometimes to think, you know, because a physical move is such a big deal, and you might think, well, I got to start all over again, and building a home and local community and all these things. But at the same time, I will say that having spent 46 years of my life in the Northeast, majority in New York City, having moved to Tampa, Florida 2 years ago, that I have loved moving to different spaces because, you know, New York, I've been there, done that. And like, there's nothing to lose. There's only things to gain. And I find that actually the different spaces and cultures and communities and environments that I get to live in, I just gain more wisdom. I gain more just diversity of thought, and especially being around people different than me, because I get to learn more about differences, right? And we're so political today and in this country, in America, on, you know, gosh, you live in Florida, so you represent X, and you live in California and you represent X. But when you really get into these cultures and you're getting to know human beings, like the neighbors on your block or the parents at your school, you really get to know, hear the different stories and backgrounds that's behind, again, all the headlines, right? And where we are, I guess, with social and political issues. And so for me, moving to a different culture has been so satisfying and such a growth opportunity. And so that would have been a risk if I did not take that action. If I didn't take the risk of moving, then I would have not gained this whole new life. I feel like I have this whole new life ahead of me just because I've made this physical move to Tampa, Florida. The fourth area where I feel that people might have fear of taking risk is if you're not hyper-perfectionist or productive or time efficient. And again, high achievers in my community, I've had thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of research and insights, and you know, in my coaching advisory practice, listening to people's struggle with perfectionism and that control. And the reality is that, you know, that control is, if you really think about it, we actually don't have control over a lot of things in this world and in this one life. That we can control our behaviors and we can control what we can do, but circumstances, weather, environment, job market, economy, like we have no control over those things, right? And I think that the more we control, the less creativity and freedom and spirit we have. I think control is very much rooted in like mind, head, and not in the heart. You know, it's not in the, like sometimes we are trying to control so much to be perfectionist and to be productive. But what ends up happening is we actually never end up measuring up to the expectations then that we have of ourselves. Because when you are perfectionist and you have these high level expectations of your productivity and your efficiency, then they become expectations of the self. And you will never, never measure up to those expectations of the self because there is no such thing as productivity. I mean, as perfectionism. And so there is no such thing as perfectionism. And we're really chasing a ghost. And we're going to keep our nervous systems all wound up all the time. And then spirit, you know, spontaneity, innovation, ideas, creativity, and the feeling of calming the nervous system then is then what we lose out on. And I'm telling you, again, just one mustard seed can create endless opportunity. And there's just when we relax and we can actually allow ourselves to be messy and allow ourselves to take time off, to go slow versus fast, to mess up, right? Like sometimes we can't control it and it's gotta be messy. Then that's actually when we're relaxed and our spirit is more open, it is actually in those moments where creativity and ideas can come to us. Sometimes I feel like God is trying to send me ideas and clarity and just good things and actually do more of the work, right? How do we let God do more of the heavy lifting? But I can't even accept those blessings because I'm so in hyper control, structure, efficiency, perfectionism, and I'm not allowing God to do the heavy lifting and to send me those miracles. The last area where I feel that people, and there's many more areas, but the last one here is we're afraid to put our art, put our creation, put our voice out into the world. You know, whether you're 20, 40, 60, 80, you have a story. And you have a story that is unique to you. You have wisdom that is unique to you. You've probably gone through a pain that can be your positive impact. You can share your story, you can create something, whether or not you are an artist or you are a marketing executive or you are in technology or, you know, whatever your vocation is. I do think that, you know, we all have these little dreams, right? Oh, wouldn't it be amazing? How cool would it be if I could create a company that does this, or I could create a product that does this, or I work at this company and it'd be so great if we could just, you know, I see the way we can solve this problem. And gosh, you know, I see a solution. I'm junior at my company, but I just see the solution. And what if I just brought the solution to the team? Because senior leaders might not be able to see what I see. And so, you know, we just have innovation, ideation, we have creation, we have things that we want to create and put into this world. We have solutions. We have things that we can put into the world, into our workplaces, into our environments that can actually heal, that can actually resolve, that can actually solve problems. And also just fulfill your soul more. And yet we are afraid to take that risk and to voice ourselves up and to take the time. Oh, you know, what if it fails? And what if I embarrass myself? And what will people think of me if that happens? And so again, the thing that we are, the risk of your inaction here, the risk of, you know, of what you're costing yourself is that, you know, when we're at the end of our lives, you sort of want to look back at your life and say, gosh, like I had a lot of stuff in me and I'm proud of myself that I put it out there. I'm proud of myself that I was more of myself. I'm proud of myself that I took that risk of being more me. And I'm going to close this message with just, again, back to the top theme of the title of this episode, which is around the risk of your inactions. And all these years, people say to me, yeah, how have you done it? How have you just created something out of nothing? What if it didn't work out? Or what if it doesn't work out? And I'll never, here's the thing, I have no problem regretting actions and risking actions. I have a problem regretting inaction. And for me, it's more of being at the end of my life and regretting, wow, that in those inactions, I didn't do my art. I didn't voice what was inside of me. I wasn't the full expression of who I was. I didn't get to experience and slow down and do my difference and be my difference. And I think we're all sort of here to go through all the challenges and all the blessings, but especially the challenges to then contribute, because again, we're in this society and this humanity and this world called Earth for this limited amount of time. And I think the hardships that we go through are really for us. And you know that I'm spiritual, so I'll bring God into this conversation always, but for you, feel free to bring universe or spirit. But I truly believe that God gives us our pains so that we can actually come up with solutions and help heal others in that pain and be an inspiration to leave this world slightly better than we came into it. And I call them like little small dents you can put just by being you and just by taking the risk. So do not risk your inactions. We're so caught up in risking our actions and the what ifs but what is this going to cost if I do this? If I go up to that person and reach out to that person, I get rejected. What if I do this career shift and it doesn't work out? And what if I, you know, put my art into the world and it fails? And what if I let go of perfectionism? I mean, you know, but what is the cost of not taking that risk? What is the cost of that, of these inactions? Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you felt this message in your soul. A few questions. What is the story on replay that you tell yourself about yourself? Putting achievement and appearance aside, how is your quality of life experience on a regular basis? I invite you to enroll in my wholeness coaching program and first ever retreat in New York City this November 3rd and 4th. You will experience a day and a half of deep self-work and alignment, connection with incredible human beings, and certification in my whole self-leadership framework. This inner circle is my new community and movement devoted to creating a future where the work-life experience is built on wholeness, not burnout. Visit ClaudiaChan.com for more information, and I hope to see you soon.